Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Dr. Bill, I'm loving all this talk about St. Kitts. I'm ready to go back. It's been 4 days.
Well, I don't argue that. I mean, St. Kitts and the sister island Nevis are two great places to go. And a little bit about these islands in a nutshell. They're sister islands. They're separated by a strait of water, which is about 2 miles. Mm-hmm. The islands are southeast of Puerto Rico. Nevis, in particular, is a volcanic island. The last time the volcano erupted was about 100,000 years ago, but in geological time, that's not that long ago. I am much more concerned about volcanic activity than global warming. So those are the things I look at when I go to a place, you know, are there any active volcanoes?
Well, no active volcanoes, but we're talking a little bit about some of the things to do. And you can actually do some hiking around the volcanoes, both on Nevis as well as over on St. Kitts as well. So that's great information. But you know what? I have a question for you, Dr. Bill, because I know how much you love culinary travel and how when you go to these places, you like to combine the food and the culture because really those two do go together.
Well, they do. They do. And I like to see the food and culture of various places, particularly the food. And these two islands have, they have great food. And again, most of these places in the Caribbean, they came about via the sugar trade. And the sugar trade was basically growing sugarcane. Mm-hmm. The primary drink was rum. And the primary reason of growing sugarcane was rum. Rum is a high-valued product. Although sugar was very valuable and sold a lot back in the colonies and back in England, the primary reason that people went there was the high value they got from making rum from the sugar. And that's a great product. But the foods in these islands are very good. A lot of it's local seafood, which is fresh. Mm-hmm. A lot of the local lobsters. Now, these lobsters aren't the lobsters you see that have claws like you find in Maine. These lobsters are the clawless lobsters, the lobsters see a lot in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. And you'd find in areas around also the same lobsters you'd see around Australia. But these lobsters are caught via spearfishing techniques. They're great, great flavor. And a lot of times they're grilled. And also you have this local fish. The predominant local fish that's caught there in the largest amount and is usually the freshest is going to be your red snapper. Mm-hmm. And other varieties of snapper as well, but the predominant snapper most people are familiar with is red snapper. And these dishes are used, these ingredients are used in a variety of dishes. The national dish, which is always a good thing to try when you go to any country, you get a good feel of the country, is stewed saltfish, spicy plantain, and then this can be used and seasoned or it's a carbohydrate, it would be breadfruit, and also coconut dumplings. Again, breadfruit is a fruit that's basically a fruit from a tree that came from the South Pacific, actually, from the Polynesian culture, but it stores well, and it's used a lot for the starch, and it takes up the flavor of pretty much whatever you put in it.
Now, when you say salt fish, does it mean that the fish has been dried with salt?
It's basically a fish that's been preserved with salt, like mm-hmm. cod. And a lot of the times in the Caribbean, you find a lot of the dishes were with cod. The cod trade and the sugar trade and the spice trade is what ran the world. And the countries that controlled those produced a lot of wealth. But a lot of it's cod. And you ask the question, well, why do I use a salted and preserved cod when I'm in an island surrounded by fresh fish? You know, people bring their food with them from wherever they come from. And you can use a lot of these same dishes that you get in these places. You can actually do them at home just using fresh fish. But the codfish adds a unique flavor because you can use that preserving type flavor. It's like eating a preserve versus eating fresh strawberries. A different flavor, sweeter, but it's different than eating the fresh strawberries that's just cut up.
Well, that is so true because I even think about that with juices. Like I really like apples, but I don't like apple juice. And I really like oranges, and I like oranges too, but I definitely like the oranges maybe a little bit more than the oranges. So you're right. I mean, when you process some of these foods, they taste a lot different than when they're fresh.
And government regulations don't help. Years ago, you used to be able to press apple juice freshly, but once you introduce pasteurization, the taste changes. But the flavor is a lot different. You know, having mm-hmm. unpasteurized apple juice and unpasteurized orange juice, they taste a lot different than what you're getting in the store or what you get from stands now because of rules they have to pasteurize it.
Well, you know, I mean, we had some great eating there, so I really wish you could have been with me on this trip because when you talk about the lobsters, I would say every restaurant that we went to had lobster on the menu, especially the restaurants that we went to for dinner. So, I mean, great, great, great food. So I want to talk some more about that. But now you're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and it's brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. Find out how you can have your own secluded beach right here in Georgia at the Sapelo Island Birdhouses.com. Now, Doc Bill. Okay, I want to tell you about this meal. The first night when we arrived in St. Kitts, I thought I lost my phone, so I was panicked over that. But not so panicked that I couldn't have a great meal at a place called The Spice Mill, which is located right on Cockleshell Beach. Now, I have to describe this atmosphere because when you go to a restaurant like this, it's not just only the food, because I know you always say the food, 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 but it was also the atmosphere is right on the beach, so you get a chance to hear the waves coming in right there on the shore, some music in the background. You get a chance to see the sun setting. It was such a beautiful, beautiful setting. I mean, you would have loved it. I think you would have agreed with me that the food and the atmosphere have to come together.
Well, they do, they do. And when you look at it, it makes for a great event. I mean, the lobster, you can actually get a similar type of lobster, particularly lobsters from the area of Brazil. Costco carries a lot of variety of that type of lobster. And again, these are seasoned with things like allspice. They're seasoned with nutmeg. They're seasoned with cinnamon and ginger and turmeric. Why? One, not only do they impart flavor, but these were preservatives. People use these in these hot tropical climates. You had no refrigeration. So you had to have a way of seasoning the food and preserving the food so it stayed in an edible state for long periods of time without refrigeration. And that's one of the benefits of these spices. And also they're good in helping fight certain types of cancer.
Well, you know, I love it when you combine the culture and the food and really explain why you see some of the foods that you see in some of the places. And you're right. I mean, in those tropical islands, I mean, with the heat and, you know, with the humidity and things like that, I'm sure things would spoil really quickly. So you did have to come up with ways to preserve, you know, in order to be able to feed your family and keep them healthy.
And they do. And Nevis has a variety of festivals. Right now, I think the month of July, they have a mango festival where they're doing things with mango. And again, that's a great fruit. Mango itself, again, is from India in that South Pacific area, but it was brought over, and it grows well in these tropical regions.
Well, you see a lot of mangoes there. As a matter of fact, while we were there, one of the young ladies that was on the trip with me was actually looking for mangoes because that's her favorite thing. And I believe she was telling me that there's also a mango cake that someone makes, but she was definitely looking for the mango, so we were on a hunt for that.
Yeah, mangoes and guava, these are great fruit that add a lot of flavor to what you're going to do. I mean, just a little bit of a quick nutshell. Nevis has a population not much bigger than Gainesville. It's around 50,000 people in the city proper. St. Kitts, about 50,000 people in the city proper. And also Nevis, its population is around 12,000, so it's a lot smaller. Size-wise, Nevis is about 35 square miles, and St. Kitts is around 65 square miles.
Yeah, it's about half the size of St. Kitts. And you know, that tiny island of Nevis packs in a lot of great things to do. You know, it's really known as where the celebrities hang out.
Well, it gives you privacy, sort of like Saplo Island. You have that beautiful beach and that privacy. People want that.
People definitely do want that. But, you know, I have to go back to the food because we had so much great food there because we're coming down to the end of this segment. And I just want to end with saying a little bit more about the food because if you are a culinary traveler and you're looking at the Caribbean, you know, a lot of times we think about Jamaica and, hey, by far, Jamaica definitely has great, great, great food. But the food that we had on St. Kitts was just really outstanding. It was really, really good. And our first evening at Spice Mill really set the tone for me. So I was looking for those same great meals every night, and we got them. We ate in another place called Marshall's, which, again, was right there on the water. You could sit and watch the oranges and the yellows of the sunset and just hear some of the music and the waves in the background. I mean, it was just awesome, awesome, awesome. But I had a chance to have salmon.
Well, that sounds great. And don't forget the great cocktails. These places are good because you can have a lot of the mixed drinks with the fresh fruit.
Well, definitely, definitely rum in the Caribbean. Now, we have come down to the end of the segment, but you guys sit tight because we have more information about St. Kitts and Nevis when we come back. This is Travel Bags on North Georgia's News Talk, AM550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
Anybody here, pass me a beer. I'ma keep playing this music that you hear. And if you know the song, then come and sing along with me. Walking with the beach to my left, seat to my right. And I'ma get faded at the tiki bar tonight. Then I'ma rolling up like my name is Bob. Yeah, I'm gonna party like I'm a Jamaican. If you really wanna know where you can find me, I'll be unwinding down in the islands, down in the islands. You sure lose track of your timing. Grab a drink beside me. Down in the islands, down in the islands.
You can't go wrong listening to CanDo Radio. You can't go wrong trusting your plumbing problems to us. We're Roberts Plumbing. Online at callrobertsplumbing.com.